Bear with me.
We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again, and we mentioned this many times, and the reason is I honestly feel that with this particular blessing of the month of Ramadan, we cannot thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough. It was a great blessing, and we thank Him for helping us go through it with the great blessings that He provided, those we saw and those we did not recognize but were there. And we hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us preserve that. It's important that we don't move away from what we gained. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. He gives in abundance. Material blessings can be given and taken. And that's fine. And He says He does that to everyone. He gives and He takes. Because that is all a test. But spiritual blessings He gives, it's in a sense up to us to preserve it. If we don't keep our act together, if we don't continue being careful with what we do, God forbid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take it away from us. One of the lines that we have in Dua Kumail, recite a salawat, please, I'm trying to remember it. وَخَفِيَ مَكْرُكَ. Right, there's a few lines we have. إِلَهِ عَظُمَ سُلْطَانُكَ. And it continues, one of the lines is وَخَفِيَ مَكْرُكَ. Your makr is hidden. Your makr is hidden. Your plans are hidden. A plot is hidden. He's the best of plotters. Now we say that in regards to kuffar, which is true. However, it's not only with regards to kuffar. God forbid, we become of the mustadrajin. We have a term in our ahadith, istidraj. Istidraj means a gradual process of moving away in a way that the person doesn't even realize that they're drifting away. They're completely off path, and they think they're still the best person on the face of the earth. God forbid. And this does happen. It really does happen. We have seen, these are reminders, good friends of ours. Once upon a time, we used to talk about the great events during the process of the revolution and how some people we knew were involved, they got jailed, they got imprisoned, and that was always a good thing. Now, they sort of sound like they are proud of the revolution as well, but you see signs. You see signs. When someone does not like the picture of Imam Khomeini to be on a poster, that's a sign. That is a sign. That is not a good sign. Not a good sign. Whether it's out of fear, or out of fear of thinking people may not be okay with that, it's not a good sign. God forbid. The only way to do this, besides the care that we need to always have, but sometimes we feel we have that care. Every now and then, we've got to have these sessions, and perhaps this is why we need to have it weekly scheduled, where we either get together or, you know, everyone or anyone can do it on their own as well, but the gathering together creates an environment that perhaps helps that better. That we really think, we beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We beg. There's so many lines of confession in Dua Kumail. So many lines of confession in Dua Kumail. To use those lines to remember, remind myself, pick up on those things that I've done that could be the cause of a gradual process of moving away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. God forbid, preferring the dunya over the akhirah. How many times do we have to go over the story of Karbala to see it wasn't only the people who didn't come. The story of Karbala is so complicated. The fitna of Karbala from that perspective. It's not only those who came and fought Imam al-Husayn. In the ziyarat that we have, we also do la'an or curse. Those who knew what was happening, they didn't join and they were silent. مَنْ سَمِعَتْ بِذَلِكَ فَرَضِيَتْ بِهِ. That's the line we have there. And رَضِيَتْ بِهِ does not mean that they were wanting it. They liked it in the full sense of the word. The very fact that they knew Imam al-Husayn was there, they chose to remain silent. They chose not to move forward. They chose not to go and help Imam al-Husayn. And they knew if they would go, that would be, in a sense, suicide, meaning they would be giving their lives, they would lose their lives, they would lose the lives of their loved ones. That means they were okay with it. فَرَضِيَتْ بِهِ. It's gradation, there's different degrees, there's a certain degree of rida that's there. Well, who were these people? Brothers, sisters? These were not people. Again, however many times I repeat this, these were not people from Sham. These were not people that did not know who Hussein was. These were people that had spent time with Hussein. At least 2 to 3, 4 or 5 years, some of them. When the Imam was in Kufa during the lifetime of Amir al-Mu'mineen, they lived in Kufa. These people knew them. Not only that, some of them, particularly Sulaiman ibn Surat al-Khuzai, God knows what's happening to this man. Sulaiman is not only one of those who wrote a letter to Imam al-Husayn. Sulaiman is one of those who objected to the treaty of Imam al-Hasan 20 years before Karbala. He was so revolutionary, he could not see Imam Hasan al-Mujtaba salamullah alayh accepting a treaty with Muawiyah. He said, we need to fight him. Why are you doing this? Is that so-called hyped up and revolutionary and hot-headed? And it went back and forth. In one of the trips that he went to Medina, Imam al-Mujtaba pulled him in, told him what's going on behind the scene, told him to prepare whatever the conversations, the details of the conversations are not shared with us. But he stopped complaining. He went back to Kufa. He was part of the team that was supposed to lead it. That's why he wrote the letters. Someone like that who's been preparing for this for 20 years as one of the leaders of the movement of Imam al-Husayn in Kufa becomes one of the ones that is included in this. سَمِعَتْ بِذَلِكَ فَرَضِيَتْ بِهِ. Gradually happens. We do things, we don't pick up on them. We have hadith, one of the worst sins is considering a sin to be small. We do something, we don't even realize it, or it's so small to us, we just neglect it entirely. That becomes a great sin, one of the greatest sins. Allah says, okay, you want to do that? All right, I'll leave you to yourself. You think you're good? You think you're with the Imam? You like it, all right, you come to your Thursday night programs, you do your cry, but you want to do that on the side, you don't even care about it, all right, just keep doing it. So you're amongst the believers, you see yourself there, when the time comes, Habib goes to Karbala, from Kufa, Sulaiman doesn't. You think you're one of them, but no. That's istidraj, it's a gradual process. That's the makr, which is khafi, khafiya makruk. We should be afraid of this, afraid of ourselves. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves us, honestly, when we see these things. When we read it in history, it's one thing. When we see it with some of our friends, it's a different thing. It's a different thing. You realize you're experiencing it. God, I don't know. Whatever it is that I have done that maybe Or maybe I am. I don't know. God, you know. Maybe I'm already started on that path, but you can forgive me. You can help me, whatever it takes. If I need to lose something, if you need to take something away from me to get me back on the track of the Ahlul Bayt, be on the course of the 12th Imam, Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. God, take whatever needs to be taken in order to return that or give that, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the rights of the Ahlul Bayt to hasten the return of our Imam. We ask Allah to help us become his true and close companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to prolong the life of and protect and give good health and victory to all those who are fighting for the cause of Allah, especially our ulama, our maraja, and more than anyone else, our great, pious, brave, wise, intelligent leader, Ayatollah Khamenei. May Allah bless him and prolong his life. A side note, I don't know, please follow the news and see what's happening in this world that they're trying to pressure the leaders. Watch and see what the leader did in the presence of the Japanese president. Trump thinks he's very smart. On one hand, threatening, using harsh language, saying whatever junk he wants to say. On the other hand, sending the Japanese prime minister for the first time, someone at that level from Japan going to the Islamic Republic to say, oh, we want to negotiate. And they wanted to do that behind closed doors. One of the wisdoms of the leader was to record that and broadcast it. It was broadcasted. Okay. So that the same Japanese prime minister that in his talk while in the press conference with the Iranian president is making it sound like the threat is imminent, it's real, and the session with the leader is almost begging for negotiations, that was supposed to be behind closed doors. That wasn't supposed to be broadcasted. This wise leader records that, okay, openly. It wasn't something that was hidden. There were cameras right there, but I don't think they imagined for that to happen. This was broadcasted, and I hope you get to see it yourself. And we ask Allah to prolong his life and allow us and help us to learn the path of the 12th Imam from this great leader. He is the representative of the 12th Imam, and he is leading the Ummah in the direction of the 12th Imam. And I hope we all see that and we are able to tap into that resource by learning what he says. That is all guidance and it's leadership. And we hope that we follow that. Anyone who follows the leader in the absence of the 12th Imam is following the 12th Imam without a shadow of a doubt. And anyone who doesn't is at least not going to be of those who the Prophet said will follow the 12th Imam in his absence. God forbid they fight against that leader. They go against him. They say negative things against him. They are saying negative things against the deputy of the 12th Imam, the representative of the 12th Imam, and therefore they're saying it against the 12th Imam, even if they don't realize it. Some people are really ignorant. Inshallah, the 12th Imam will forgive them. We know some people that are ignorant about this, and that's why they're saying what they're saying. They don't know what they're saying. It's like that Shami that went to Imam al-Mujtaba, started saying a lot of nasty things to the Imam. The Imam just waited for him to finish, and then afterwards, like, are you hungry? I think you're traveling. You need a place. The person realized what a big mistake he's made. Some people are like that. They're not bad people. They make mistakes, stupid mistakes. They're ignorant. They don't know. There are some people that are beyond that. If anyone knowingly goes against the 12th Imam, goes against the leader, they're going against the 12th Imam. Even if they don't think that that is the case, when the 12th Imam comes, that becomes evident. You will see this. You will see it. We ask Allah to prolong his life, grant him great health, and inshallah he will be able to return the banner of the 12th Imam and the Ahlul Bayt to them. He is holding it on their behalf, with their support, for them, and inshallah he, without anyone else going in between. We hope this is the last representative of the Imam before his coming, and this leader gives the banner of Islam to the 12th Imam, inshallah. We ask Allah to forgive us all of our sins, to forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, all those who are alive, those who passed away. We all have hajjat, we have needs, we have requests. Ya Allah, by the rights of the Ahlul Bayt, grant us all our hajjat, our needs, our requests. Cure all the ill from amongst us. especially those in this community. Sister Fatima's mother was in the hospital. I heard she was released today. Inshallah, she's doing better. We ask for her complete healing, and all others that I can't remember right now in the community, all believers worldwide. Oh Allah, we ask you by the right of the Imam of our time to relieve all the people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Bin Nabiya wa Alih, rahimallah, man qara al-fatihata ma'as-salawat.